In your formal practice of sitting meditation, you are intentionally bringing yourself into a direct and intimate relationship with the present moment and what is arising in it for you, as much as possible without judging. In this recording, you have the opportunity to expand your attention to explore body sensations, sounds, thoughts, emotions, and, when you are ready, to open to all of these, to the full range of events within and without as they move and change, appear and disappear in awareness. You are taking time to become more familiar, moment by moment, with who you are, beyond all the wanting and having and doing. In a sense, this practice is a perfect expression of your own unique presence in the world. So it is helpful to come to this practice with a sense of kindliness and caring for yourself, and to bring a dignity and nobility that befits your special status to the time, place, and posture of your sitting practice. Setting aside a regular time when you won't be interrupted, in a quiet and comfortable place that can nurture your practice. And sitting, whether on a chair or cushion, with an attitude of confidence and stability. Not leaning into or moving away from anything. Simply present with and open to what is happening now. Sitting in an upright position with your back straight and yet relaxed, dignified, embodying confidence. Feeling your sitting bones on the chair or cushion beneath you, supporting you. Feeling gravity holding you, the earth receiving you. And finding a point of balance where gravity is holding you comfortably upright without strain. Allowing the body to become still. And bringing your attention now to the sense of the body breathing, the breath entering and leaving the body. Bringing curiosity and freshness to this moment and noticing where you feel the sensation of breath most vividly now. And centering your attention there. Simply breathing in and out and noticing that there is a beginning, middle, and end of an in-breath and a beginning, middle, and end of an out-breath. watching the entirety of an in-breath from the beginning to the end. Noticing the moment, the space, or pause when it shifts to become an out-breath. And then noticing the out-breath from its beginning to its shift as it becomes an in-breath. Realizing that no matter how many times the attention leaves the breath, awareness of that does arise, and there is an opportunity to choose and to bring the attention back to this in-breath and or this out-breath now. Allowing the breath to be at the center of your attention and allowing any thoughts to come and go like clouds in the sky. If the attention has wandered from the breath, gently but firmly escorting it back, making the breath the center, the focus of attention again. And now, when you are ready, expanding your attention beyond the breath to include also the entire body, sitting. Becoming aware of sensation in the body. Perhaps sensations of contact with the chair or cushion. Perhaps the touch of clothes on your body, or how your hands feel in the moment. Sensations of temperature. Being present with any sensations as they arise. Noticing how sensations sometimes stay for just a short while, and how other times they linger. Noticing how they change in intensity, shift and pass away as new sensations arise. Like the breath, they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Staying in touch with sensations in the body as you sit. If the attention wanders, noticing and making a choice to bring it back with care and kindliness to the awareness of the body and the breath. If sensations arise in the body that are very intense, making it difficult to focus on the body or the breath, there are two ways to be with this. You may choose to change your posture mindfully, attending to the sensations of movement as you shift. Or you may choose to direct attention right into the intensity of the sensation itself, exploring it with a gentle curiosity. Noticing nuances of sensation, perhaps thoughts and judgments, perhaps resistance or bracing, and as much as possible stepping back to observe, to open space in awareness, perhaps to soften, and attending to duration, noticing that sensations change, that they have beginning, middle, and end. Now, allowing your attention to shift from the breath and the body to the sense of hearing. Not seeking sound, rather receiving whatever is available from within the body and from the environment near and far. Becoming particularly aware of hearing. Noticing how the awareness receives sounds without effort. Being aware of how sounds have a beginning, middle, and end. How some are very short and some are long. How they are varied and textured. How there is space between sounds. Noticing how the mind labels sounds, has opinions about sounds, likes and dislikes certain sounds. Noticing any desire to move away from some sounds and towards others. As much as possible, making space in which sounds can be experienced as they are. And when you are ready, allowing attention to shift from hearing and letting it expand this time into thinking, the realm of thought. Seeing thoughts not as distractions, but rather bringing your awareness to the thinking process itself. Noticing how thoughts arise, stay briefly, or for a more extended period, and then dissolve. Beginning, middle, end. So, not getting lost in the content of the thoughts, allowing thought to be in the foreground of awareness, with sound, body sensations, and breath in the background. Noticing thoughts. They may be about anything, about sleep, obligations, the past, the future, if you get carried away in the current of thinking, coming back to observing thoughts as separate elements that come and go. Thoughts moving through an open and spacious mind. Noticing also that emotions arise in the body and mind. Perhaps frustration or restlessness or peacefulness or sadness or joy or fear. Now bringing attention to emotion, to the mood state. What is here for you right now? Noticing where in the body certain emotions seem to live. Exploring emotion. Noticing how what is here may be wanted or unwanted. How there may be a tendency to cling to emotion judged as pleasant and to struggle with others judged negatively, like sadness or fear. Noticing whatever emotions arise in the moment, knowing that they have a beginning, middle, and end. Perhaps simply observing them in the body, letting go of supporting thoughts or stories. If at any time emotions or sensations become too uncomfortable, remember that you can always return to the breath, finding a safe harbor focus there until you're ready to venture out again. Moving now, if you care to, into a choiceless awareness. Not choosing to bring your attention to anything in particular, simply sitting here, fully aware of whatever is presenting itself to you in each moment. If sound arises, allowing sound to be the center of attention. If body sensation arises, letting that be the center of your attention until the next arising, which may be another body sensation or a thought about the body sensation or an emotion. At one moment, the breath may predominate, and then perhaps sound might be most prominent. Simply dwelling with an open awareness, attending to whatever arises. observing whatever presents itself to you in the moment, being spacious with whatever arises. Sitting in stillness with whatever comes and goes. Being present with it all. Being here now. Open to the totality of your experience. Being fully human. Now returning the breath to the body as you sit. Feeling the breath coming and going. Having the intention in these last minutes of staying fully present with the body and the breath. And as this meditation session comes to a close, realizing that by practicing mindfulness, you are intentionally deepening your ability to be fully present in your daily life. If it feels right, perhaps congratulating yourself for having taken this time and energy to nourish and care for yourself. Remembering that practicing in this way helps create access to a wider, deeper, more open way of being in your life, in which you can see more clearly and make more conscious choices for health, well-being, and freedom.